Welcome into Opportunity Detroit. I'm Ann Thomas, and we kick off the show today with Claude Molinari. He's the chairman of the Detroit Regional Convention Facility Authority. And Claude, thank you for taking the time today to talk about this major construction project at Huntington Place.
Oh, it's my great pleasure, Ann. Thanks for having me on.
Well, tell us, what's going on there? Lots of work, and tell us a little bit about it.
Well, there's two really critical pieces that are going on. Number one, we're finishing 2nd Avenue. We're connecting 2nd Avenue from Congress Street all the way to the riverfront. In the past, what was the Joe Louis Arena site was all blocked off and unaccessible. So now we're going to have this new public access, and it's going to be for vehicles, walking, and bicycles. So it's a beautiful opportunity to connect a part of Detroit that was kind of cut off from the rest of the city. And it's going to be spanning the Lodge Freeway. So I apologize for some of the delays on the Lodge getting into downtown, but everyone's going to benefit from this project when it's done. And then secondly, along the riverfront, we're adding a sky bridge between the new JW Marriott Hotel and the convention center, and that sky bridge then will connect to the southwest side of the building, where we're doing some a beautiful atrium and some meeting room enhancements, and in enhancing the visitor experience as they come from that side of the building into the great new venue.
You know, this is going to be great for people coming into Detroit, doing business in Detroit, visiting Detroit. It's going to make it a whole lot easier, don't you think?
Oh, such a benefit. And again, I also think about just for the residents. You know, the Joe Louis site was only able to be accessed around the far west corner. And Frank, even just recently when I had to go visit the site, I had to drive all the way down 4th Street and then come back up Atwater. It's like a whole, it's very difficult. And now you can just go right down Congress Street, make a left on 2nd Avenue, and be able to access not only the Convention Center dock, but the hotel and the Water Square apartment building and the riverfront and also the riverfront towers. So it's a huge benefit to everyone. And that doesn't even take into account, you know, how all the guests who come here, who drive here, will be able to access that area as well.
Tell us, too, Claude, about this new hotel, the JW Marriott, coming into that area. That's going to be really great for Detroit.
Well, you know, the term game changer is thrown around a lot.
Yes.
But in this case, it really is a game changer. We've got right now we have the 16th largest convention center in the country, and we literally have zero hotel rooms attached to the convention center, which is really a negative differentiator. Most of our key competition have, you know, between 800 and 1,500 hotel rooms connected. Indianapolis has 5,800. This is a first step, adding these 600 rooms to a beautiful 4-star hotel that will be connected to the convention center via Skybridge. I think it's just going to really help us to go after that type of business that we need. And frankly, it's a catalyst for future development that we're going to continue as we drive to make Detroit one of the best convention cities in the world.
And frankly, Claude Molinari, as CEO of Visit Detroit, this has been a big thing for you. You've been working hard to bring more hotels into this area.
Well, it is definitely our Achilles heel. In the last 5 years, we've lost over 600,000 room nights.
Wow.
Because we could not meet the criteria of shows that wanted to come here. So if a convention says, oh, we need, you know, 7,000 rooms on peak and we can only give them 4,000, they don't take the 4,000, they take their whole event to another city.
Mm.
So this has been critical for us. So for us to, you know, make a big dent in that number. And again, what's happening as well with some other hotels under construction, specifically like the Nomad at the Grand at the Michigan Central Station, as well as the new hotel going in the Hudson site, the Addition, those also make a big difference. But having a big block of 600 rooms that can be dedicated to major conventions, that's going to be a huge benefit for us selling the destination. And frankly, it already is sparking a lot of interest. There's two big shows, the Final Four and U.S. Travel's largest international travel show. They chose Detroit only because that hotel would be ready for them. If we didn't have that hotel under construction, they would have chosen another city.
Oh, wow. That's great to know. So this may be hard to answer, but when will everything be ready? Do you have a date? I know with construction, it's so hard to say.
Well, I'm really excited. The progress of the JW Marriott, and I was actually admiring it from my window today. I can see it from the offices of Visit Detroit in downtown Detroit. But we're anticipating that we'll be ready in early 27. I'm thinking like January, February. We have a goal. It has to be ready for the Final Four at the end of March in 2027 because we promised we'd be ready for that. But I think we're going to be ahead of that schedule, and I'm excited about it. And certainly the new hotel that Bedrock is doing should be finished by the end of by the middle of 27, I'd say. And also same thing with the hotel at the train station, because that building is already ready. They just need to fill out the hotel rooms.
Oh, that's fantastic. Talk to about some of the big events coming to Detroit and the Detroit area in the next several months. Some of the events that are important to you, Claude, that you want our listeners to know about.
Well, certainly the largest show management firm in the world, Informa, is putting the Battery Show, which is the largest battery show in North America, in Detroit in early October. That really showcases why Detroit should be the epicenter of these manufacturing events. They know they're going to have great attendance and have great success coming here, you know, with everything that we have to offer. And then, of course, right on the heels of that, you know, this January, we have the auto show coming back, and I'm really excited about this reimagined auto show. Sam Clement and the team at the Detroit Auto Dealers Association are really throwing things together in a positive way. I'm super excited about what that's going to bring for Detroit and Southeast Michigan.
Yeah, it seems like there's a lot of buzz around the Detroit Auto Show. Sam is going to join us later in this show to talk about a new anthem for the show. I've never heard of anything like that, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, we've got a great Detroit rapper, G-Mac Cash, who's done a wonderful job of highlighting our Lions, and now he's going to highlight the auto show.
And, you know, the Tigers, I know they're struggling just a tad, but the Tigers having a better season, and, of course, the Lions, that's got to help business too, Claude Molinari.
Oh, it's huge. Having the Lions in the playoffs, having and also having the Tigers in the playoffs, that's huge for our entertainment opportunities, and certainly it's a huge benefit to our hotel and restaurants. But specifically when it comes to hotels, you know, when the Lions had two home playoff games the season before last, that was an enormous boom for our destination. And of course, when the Lions got upset by those crafty Commanders, that certainly hurt our hotel industry. So we don't blame the Lions, but we know that when they're being very successful in hosting playoff games, same thing with the Tigers, that's great for the city of Detroit and our hotel and hospitality community.
Talk to Claude Molinari a little bit about the restaurant scene. How's that going? I mean, if you want to eat downtown at a nice restaurant, you better make a reservation way ahead of time.
Yeah, it is amazing what's happening. I'm blown away by just how spectacular our restaurant scene is coming in. You know, even a place like Corktown has loaded up with some incredible restaurants. You know, there was Tava Villa has been great there, but now you've got Grandma Bob's Pizza. You've got, which is amazing. They have a Big Mac pizza. I couldn't believe it. It was special sauce, lettuce, cheese, onions, sesame seeds. It was fantastic. And then Super Guile, which is another brilliant restaurant right on Michigan Avenue there. So, and all those are like, you know, standing room only to get in if you don't have a reservation. Certainly in downtown, we've got a plethora of restaurants, things that are coming up. Venzia, just won restaurant of the year. I mean, these are just brilliant examples of just how amazing Detroit is. And certainly, you know, the top of the Renaissance Center, we is a fantastic restaurant, the Highlands, and then right in downtown, you know, you've got Olin, which is right around the corner from the Shinola Hotel with San Marino. So you've got these just great restaurants and that drive people to downtown, and the food is fantastic.
Claude Molinari, chairman of the Detroit Regional Convention Facility Authority and, of course, CEO of Visit Detroit. Sounds to me like you've got nothing but good news for us, making it, of course, your signature saying, best day ever.
No question. Today is definitely one of the best days in the history of my life, talking to you about all the things that make Detroit and Southeast Michigan so exciting. And again, we're feeling that buzz both nationwide as well as around the world internationally, as people are continuing to talk about Detroit and Southeast Michigan as a fantastic place to visit, to invest in, and to live in.
Claude, thanks for checking in with us. We really appreciate it. I hope you have a great week.
You too, Ann. Thank you.
Coming up next on Opportunity Detroit, Belle Isle has a big project in the works. We'll tell you all about it.